Even though we approach very, very, very soon the holy season of Lent, the numerous list of saints in the martyrology does not cease to fill our calendars and our prayers. Among those who are celebrated today of importance is the Florentine Virgin, St. Catherine de Ricci, who was a great visionary and, in a sense, a prophetess in her own time, particularly focusing on the Blessed Mother and the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this goes along very well with the principal feast of this day, the feast of the seven holy founders of the Servite order, the Servite founders. And there were young men, rich young men, in the 13th century in Florence. Also in Florence, Florence is indeed a great treasure of saints and holy ones. And these young men formed sort of like a club, a holy club, and they would do good deeds and bring food to the poor and clothing and whatever. And they were all wealthy, so they could very well afford to help others. But others indeed joined them in this holy enterprise. In the meantime, they decided to go on a retreat during Holy Week in a nearby mountain, Monte Argentaro, from which one sees the most splendid view of Florence, which then and now is a magnificent sight. And these young men received the vision of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The Blessed Mother was wearing a black habit, and she gave to them her habit, the black habit, with a black scapular, and told them that she wanted them to found a religious order in honor of her and especially of her sorrows, the sorrows that she suffered, especially at the foot of the cross. And so, indeed, they did. And it's interesting, they were still in their 20s, but some of them lived to be over 100 years old, and the Servite order spread throughout all of Europe. There are even some in this country. And if you have ever seen the magnificent video of the solemn High Mass that was narrated by Venerable Archbishop Fulton Sheen sometime in the 40s or 50s, the Mass takes place in the Basilica of Our Lady of Sorrows in Chicago, which is run or was run by the Servites. Their numbers, as every other number in the church, has declined, so I do not know if they still run it, but it's one of the most beautiful churches in the world and definitely Chicago. So I recommend that you look that up and watch it. And these seven spiritual brothers, they were not brothers by birth, are Saint Buonfiglio de Monaldi, Giovanni Manetti, Cheredino di Sostegno, Ricovero dei Lippi Ugocini, Benedetto degli Antella, Bartolomeo degli Amidei, e Alexis Falconieri. One of the most well-known is the last one, Alexis Falconieri, who was their first superior, and he too died when he was about 100 or over 100 years old. So today the church celebrates these seven holy young men who gave everything for Christ and they have received eternal life in the next. It is interesting, there were several popes that were involved in their process of canonization, but even though they lived in the 13th century, it wasn't until the 19th century that Pope Leo XIII of happy memory canonized all seven of them, and they that are buried in the same church in Florence, they are honored with the same feast today. May they and St. Caterina de Ricci and all the other saints of this day intercede for us and help us to leave everything for Christ if need be, and to reign with him in eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.